During the past 2 years, U.S. Marine Corps Colonel Thomas Greenwood supervised more than 60 advisory teams working to train the Iraqi armor, border, and police forces. At a forum in Wausau, Greenwood said the situation there is at a critical juncture.
Sectarian violence between the Shia and the Sunni continue to increase, and I think we're in a low-level civil war that could spiral out of control if we don't watch it closely.
With President Bush touring Vietnam, Greenwood said there are similarities between the guerrilla fighting 40 years ago in that war and the current fighting in Iraq.
You know, we're such a massive military power that, few potential enemies are going to want to take us on directly. And so they're going to resort to terrorism and all forms of what we call irregular warfare.
But Greenwood said there are reasons for optimism in the wake of last week's congressional elections.
We have a changed political landscape in Washington, and the American people have sent a clear signal that they're interested in a new direction in Iraq.
The Marine Corps colonel said both political parties now need to reach a bipartisan consensus, and the Iraqi government needs to take charge to stop the slide into a civil war. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.